There's a new way to insure, and all you need is 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is the company who makes sure everyone can be insured at a low price, with rates as low as $35 a month. Pick up the phone and call 773-202-5060 today and get a quote in less than 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is your one-stop resource specializing in auto insurance. They'll do all the work, and no matter your driving record, if you've had tickets, no prior insurance, or even a DUI, everyone is insured. The best thing to do on the spot is get insurance on the spot. Insure on the Spot.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Listen to every Cubs game right here. We're the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves host First Responder Night this Saturday, presented by Turtle Wax.
I never caught a no-hitter. I think that's one of those bucket list things. Man, if that could happen. I've been telling Lester, he needs to pick it up a little bit. I want to do that before my career ends.
Funny man, David Ross, the Cubs catcher, always having a good time with Mully and Hanley in the morning. Ross making sure the Reds wouldn't get a no-hitter last night. Got the Cubs' first hit in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs are now 6-1, back in action tomorrow at Wrigley against the Reds. John Lackey will get the ball. White Sox in Minnesota tomorrow. Carlos Rodon gets the start against the 0-7 Twins. Advantage Rodon. Here's why. The Twins have struck out 79 times, more than their hits and walks combined. Hockey, the Blackhawks in St. Louis tomorrow to start the playoffs, and with a back line missing the suspended Duncan Keith, Corey Crawford has to figuratively be a wall.
I literally have to be blank up there to be in those games, especially in overtime. Really no thinking at all is probably the best way to go.
Hawks have won at least one road game in 17 consecutive playoff series. NBA, the Bulls close out the season tomorrow at home against the Sixers. Notre Dame sharpshooter VJ Beachum declares for the NBA draft but will not sign with an agent, giving him the flexibility of returning to school. Illinois has reached a settlement with former football coach Tim Beckman, a one-time payment of $250,000. Seven former players on the women's basketball team will split $375,000 from the university. Last year, they filed a lawsuit against the school alleging civil rights violations and racial discrimination. Soccer, Cristiano Ronaldo with a hat trick to lead Real Madrid to the semifinals of the Champions League, a 3-0 win over Wolfsburg. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Joe Madden on The Score is brought to you by State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow night at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is our Boris and Bernstein brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Plainfield. Visit webchevyplainfield.com today.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
During one of the broadcasts with Jason Benetti, they had one of the kid eating ice cream shots.
Oh, yeah.
There was some reference to Mr. Softy.
There's nothing that quenches the appetite quite like Mr. Softy in the middle of the ballgame.
I guess old Johnny Carmelo said to Stoney.
That was folks, your nickname.
Folks in London.
Wasn't it? When you were playing?
No, that's how I threw the baseball.
Oh. Then Stone started taking shots at him for the rest of the broadcast.
Not actually all that warm today, as you well know. Going to get your jacket before the game. I was kind of surprised. I mean, I thought you were this hardy guy, and running for your jacket with one stiff breeze that blew in.
Hardy?
You're comparing me to beef stew at this point?
Bad nickname.
See the scoreboard from here? I know there is a scoreboard.
Well, this scoreboard is not the easiest get.
Let me put on my monocle.
You're Mr. Peanut now?
Yes, there it is. Okay.
It's a bad nickname, yeah. You don't want to go near that. You don't want to go near that.
Nope. No, they didn't call me Mr. Softy.
It does, however, beat Mr. Softy, so I'll settle for Mr. Peanut. Thank you very much.
Boys and Bernstein. 82. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
You got Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. And, yeah, all right, here's one for you. I was going to get to this before.
Yes.
A record 127 major league players will earn $10 million or more this season.
Wow.
According to salary information obtained by USA Today Sports. And no team has fewer players earning at least that much than?
Astros.
No, not the Astros. Not those Houston Astros. Apparently not. Not listed as such, anyway. I've got every salary in front of me for everybody in baseball.
Braves?
There's actually two teams with only one guy who makes more than $10 million.
Braves?
Nope. Only two teams with only one guy. That's a pretty good trick in today's economy,
wow,
by the way, to have that. The Royals.
Ooh.
The only one, Alex Gordon. The other one with only one. Your Tampa Bay Rays. Well, Evan Longoria is still working on that deal. Remember, he signed the early one, and then he signed another one, which was still advantageous to the Rays, if you recall.
I mean, you use that particular number as a threshold. How many did you say, 127?
127 major league players earn more than $10 million this season.
And then think about this, that in the max deals signed by Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane.
Mm-hmm.
They each, two absolute transcendent stars of the game, two of the best players on the planet. That's what they make per year. And there are 127 major leaguers making more than that. Because they make exactly that.
Exactly that. Okay.
They make it right. Was that the contract? It was mm-hmm. the average annual.
I think it was.
Average annual value
right.
was 10 on the nose, right?
Yep.
Think about it, though.
You don't think there are 127 hockey players making more than $10
million? I do not.
How about that? No, I guess not. Well, when I look at the salaries, man, there's some dudes that spend them some big-time money. I mean, you know, because you got a lot of these teams with that one big free agent acquisition that during this past offseason that's mm-hmm. making a fortune, and others during the last couple off seasons making a fortune. So you really people say, well, I don't know, but yeah, baseball, pretty healthy.
Yeah, Texter the 847 says, if you want to consider the evolutionary genius of some animals, consider the shark. It's been around longer than trees. Yes, obviously. Well, I'm kind of considering that sharks are well selected also. Yes, I was simply talking about alligators because it was this fisherman that happened to pull one up. Yeah, I get the whole shark thing. I know. They've kind of stopped evolving too because they're good. They kind of declared, yeah, we're good. We're kind of a perfect killing machine, and we're all set here. We're going to stop evolving now. Right. But you're not getting in water when you know they're in it too. Because that's also bad. You've seen those videos when somebody's fishing in a river, in an estuary somewhere near the Delta, and there's a 10-foot bull shark because they can swim in fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
Like really far in fresh water. Like even up to the tip of Illinois far. So think about that when you're swimming in the old mighty Mississippi. That there could be a shark
well,
in there.
Well, if I'm swimming sometime in the mighty Mississippi, I'll give it some thought. I don't think that's going to happen, but if it does, I'll be thinking of it.
This is Nick. He's on the Score. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
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 So I was listening. I just got into my truck, and I heard the story about the alligator, and heard you talking about Hobie Kayaks. And I'm actually a local Hobie fishing team member. And wanted to extend you guys an invite. Get out on some Hobies. I'll take you out. I can't promise any alligators or sharks. But, you know, we can get out. I'll get Dale out there with us, and we can have a good time.
What kind of stuff? Are you, like, where? What sort of are you like Michigan or?
Yeah, where are you talking?
If you haven't kayak fished before, I'm not going to take you out on Lake Michigan. Just
okay,
it's just not safe. But you know, I mean, there's tons of local rivers. One of my favorite places around here is the Mazonia Wildlife Preserve, and there's 200 different bodies of water out there we could explore, and just tons of wildlife. And you know, it's a great way to kind of understand what, you know, what Hobie kayak fishing is about and why people do it, even if there's alligators in the water.
So what do you catch?
Out there, for the most part, bass, but, you know, there's good crappie fishing out there. I've caught a couple northern pike out there. The state record northern pike is actually out of one of the Mazonia lakes.
Well, that would drag you around in that kayak then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we do this a few times, I'll take you out on Lake Michigan for king salmon, but...
No, I wouldn't. I'd throw up. Or I'd die. I'd throw up and then I'd die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, send me an email. I'm not going to...
I've been sick every time on Lake Michigan.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Going back to the days of Fish Fest.
Oh, your stories.
Every damn time.
Yeah, I remember.
I took everything, put everything on, wore that, all that stuff. Did everything I possibly could.
You know why I remember that? Because I got to host in this time slot on that day when you went out there.
Oh.
So you were doing all that with all your peeps enjoying it, and I was hosting the afternoon show. And I remember people started talking, saying, oh, Terry's in big trouble. Terry's bad. It's really bad. What's going on? He's turned green. He's miserable.
Yes.
And it was, yes. you were every bit of, and the thing is, I've been there, and it's the, you want to kill yourself.
Oh, God.
It is the, if somebody tells you, if you're in the throes of that, and somebody says, dying is an option right now, you think about it.
You know, it's so funny, too, because you just feel like a complete PUD. I don't know why. It's not your fault. You know, it's not that, you know, there's not much you can do. But then and after that, I started taking the pills and wearing the, what the hell did you wear to stop it?
Oh,
and,
you've got there's the wristbands. There's
yeah,
the patch,
the wristband.
The
I had everything
thing.
On. It was like I was going to play basketball. You know, yeah. I had all this stuff on, and it helped a little. I wasn't quite as sick. But generally, not only was I sick that day, because we always did it on Fridays, the entire weekend.
Oh,
I still felt bad.
The 630 says, do not go fishing with that guy. He's totally going to kill you and bury you in a
wildlife
preserve.
That's what I was
preserve.
Thinking. Yeah, that's what I think he wants to do.
He just wants to kill us?
Yes.
Oh, it's this yes. guy again. At least he's not calling about baseball. Andy and Scales Mound on the score.
But I know baseball so well. Hey, I just drove over the Mississippi River. Honestly, I was in Iowa, back in Wisconsin now in Illinois. There are bull sharks everywhere up here. There, you can't throw a dead cat without hitting a bull
that's
shark.
Not that's not true. There's an occasional... Okay, we're done with that guy. Seriously. That guy's done. It's useless. No, I think the furthest one has been...
That guy's useless.
The furthest one has been spotted was right up at the tip of Illinois. That's the furthest it's gotten. And they can control... They can't stay forever in fresh water, but they can spend a lot of time. Because remember, they used to think that there was a breed of shark called a Lake Nicaragua shark. But then they realized after that there it wasn't a different breed. It was just bull sharks that had become accustomed to Lake Nicaragua. There's your shark trivia for the day.
Yeah, I don't have that. But, I'm still working on it. I think I'm getting seasick.
Here's Phil. He's in Bridgman, Michigan. He's on the score.
Hi.
Yeah,
I just came back from Florida, and I'll tell you what, you have to be nuts to go out in any kind of water with that intimidating creature. We were kayaking down a little creek with the family, enjoying ourselves, beautiful weather, and we come across a 10-foot gator, and I'll tell you what, it is not pretty. It is...
Wait, what did it do?
Well, it sat there, and we waited, of course, you know, and it sat there. And, of course, my father-in-law, you know, he carries this big wooden stick with him.
Wait, of course your father-in-law carries a big wooden stick with him?
Is it a paddle?
I didn't know we were supposed to assume. I don't know your father-in-law unless he's Teddy Roosevelt.
That's great, though. What does he carry?
He carries this big wooden club with him, and I ask him, what do you plan on doing with that? Well, he said, if the gators come close, I said, no way. He said, come on now. So we waited. You know, it went off. You know, he said, it won't bother you. No. People are nuts to think that they're not going to bother you.
Okay. Well, then, no, they're not going to come at. I don't think they go after boats, but right. If you take a little swim in there and stuff, that's where most of them are. If you look at it, I mean, that's what.
Well, and of course, my father-in-law with his big wooden stick.
Every time he sees him, he's got a giant. Like, he goes to dinner, he's carrying a giant wooden stick.
I picture,
sir, can we check your stick? Oh, you bet you can.
It was the placement of the. Of course.
What?
It was that we're supposed to assume that his father-in-law always has his giant wooden stick.
Now, you call back again now. Yeah. Tell us more about his big wooden stick. Of course
kids,
he does.
Hey, kids, Grandpa's here. He's got his giant wooden stick with him. He just likes to hit stuff. It's like an elderly Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, my God, that's great.
He gets to that point, just never puts the giant wooden stick down.
Of course he does.
Well, of course.
Of course he does. He's got his giant wooden stick.
Hello, we're talking about the bayou. Hoki Gajan died.
Yeah, saw that. Yeah. We've been early years guest on the score.
Yeah, that sucks. He's a great guest.
He was a great guest.
I mean, just a great guest. And you talk about a guy who just oozed every bit of Louisiana. Like, he never left.
Yep.
He never left high school, LSU, and then the Saints, and then he stayed with the Saints, and he was just always,
terrific guest.
And really was fun, a true football character,
mm-hmm.
and a great sound.
Yep. We had him on a lot, and he always said, yeah, he was fine with it. He didn't, back then, of course, there wasn't 5,000 people competing for the same people, so
right.
We probably didn't irritate him quite to the fact that, to the point where a lot of others get irritated these days, but he was always willing and always great. Just great. So, I don't even remember. We just had him on because we like to talk to him. You know what I mean? It wasn't really, maybe the Bears have played the Saints or whatever, but so what?
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to talk to him.
And the production staff wants to note that there were two other notable deaths that were over the weekend. It was Flyers owner Ed Snyder mm-hmm. and former CIA officer Dwayne Claridge, who both died at the age of
83.
And now he's borrowed 82.
Well, yeah, the way Len said 82, I was they were traded in 1982.
Ron DeJesus Jr., speaking of coming full circle, you were once traded for this guy's dad.
That's
not
exactly
to make
right.
you feel old.
How about that? I know I managed against him in the minor leagues. So I've seen him the last 5 or 6 years.
Great trades in Cubs history. You know Senior well and was a part of the Cubs coaching staff, but Cubs got you and Larry Boa, a good friend, back on January 27th, 1982.
I thought I was going to say, Senior Wences.
82.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was. Senior well, and I thought I just out of nowhere he was going to talk about his longtime friendship with Senior Wences. But apparently not. I was let down. Boris and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. I hold in my hand this promo sheet that says that soon I'll be giving away a pair of Cubs tickets. They may be yours if you keep listening to Boris and Bernstein on the score.
Mowing! And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boris and Bernstein.
When it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mowing and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Over the weekend, UCLA starting quarterback Josh Rosen was golfing at Trump National Golf Club. While he was there, he wore a headband around his hat that read, F Trump. The picture showed him wearing the F Trump headband, but he changed the caption in it to say that he supports all presidential candidates in this election year. Oh, look, Josh Rosen is clearly reacting to the vitriol that he felt when the picture went viral. But shouldn't he be allowed to speak his mind? The fact is that it's Donald Trump. He's called other candidates ugly and, of course, called them liars. I'm thinking that of all the people who can take it, Donald Trump, since he dishes it out, can take it. Freedom of speech allows you to wear a hat that says, Make America Great, as it does allow you to say F Trump. As for Josh Rosen, sure, he felt the vitriol, but he shouldn't have backed down. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
The NFL Draft is coming back to Chicago, and Pepsi wants you to have the ultimate draft experience at their party. Check out the Pepsi display at Jewel Oscar locations now, and get the text code to enter for a chance to win four tickets to the NFL Chalk Talk and post-draft concert with Houndmouth at Reggie's Rock Club in the South Loop. Hey. Come hear live analysis as the draft unfolds, hosted by former NFL star Orland Cruz. And stick around to celebrate the draft with a private performance with Houndmouth from Pepsi, proud sponsor of the NFL.
Hi, Barry Sterner, owner of your premier home mortgage lender, Townsend Financial. Interest rates are extremely low, so there's no better time than the present to do a no-closing-cost refinance with Townsend Financial if your interest rate is above 4%. Remember, Townsend has completed thousands of no-closing-cost refinances since 2002. And don't worry, there are no hidden costs. I guarantee it, and I own the company. We can also customize the payback period so you don't have to start over at 30 years or 15. Last week, I began a no-closing-cost refinance where the borrower was going to save over $100 per month. That's $1,200 a year. So give me a call now at 312-896-2111 and let me review your current situation. Lastly, do you have mortgage insurance or an FHA loan? Let us see if we can remove the insurance payments, which will dramatically reduce your monthly payments. The call is free and so is my time, so dial 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111 or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com. Townstone Financial is an Illinois mortgage licensee, 6629 and MLS 136639, equal housing lender.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
With Wow Choice, you can build your own plan. Just pick an internet speed, choose a cable package, and keep adding. So whether you're Mr. Juan Moore Suspense...
Don't go in that door.
Mr. Philip on Comedy... or Mrs. Penny Saver...
Harold, have you seen my ledger?
There's a plan with your name on it. like 30 meg internet plus cable plus your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. That's WOW Choice. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Addison Russell, the batter. And a high fly ball deep left field. That is gone. Cubs lead 5-3.
What a moment for the kid. This place is rocking and rolling now. Boy, an impressive swing of the bat by Addison Russell.
The booth is literally shaking.
That's our guy, Lancaster and JD, with their call, because you heard the radio call before. You heard that radio call right here on the score. But in fairness to Lenny, that was also a very good call of Addison Russell's home run last night that really, I mean, for a team that just didn't do much, they'd get deep in the counts. They got a lot of pitch count going, though. A lot of made a guy work. So, you know, sometimes the what you do early means that you can do something late, and that's what Addison Russell did.
Another idea from Rudy said, Terry, you can't make fun of the father-in-law who, of course, is carrying his giant wooden stick.
Yes.
Because you're the one who always says it's super important to have a hot stick. I don't understand how a stick, no matter the size, is going to help against an angry alligator.
I keep the hot stick, but it's not the big wooden. Well, I guess it is a big wooden stick. Well, let me think about
and
that.
And he adds, I love that Len is in on the 83 bit. It's the voice of the damn Cubs, yeah. Yet I still put him at 6-1 to be behind the Ramblin' Grimace Twitter account. No, I don't think he's that good with Photoshop. I would rule him out because I would be surprised. I think we would know by now if he were that skilled in Photoshop. Not a chance.
Okay.
And I don't know who Ramblin' Grimace is. I don't know who Gas Money Bob is. I have some thoughts and ideas, but don't know. Don't need to know.
Just enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know. You know, we have a you know what? We have a discrepancy here.
What? Okay. What's wrong?
This is Bob Nightingale, right? This is where I was reading from.
It said, yeah.
This is a record. 127 major league players will earn $10 million yes. or more this season, according to salary information obtained by USA Today Sports. And no team has fewer earning at least that much than the defending World Series championship. Yes, the Royals. So they only have Alex Gordon. Problem. That when they list the teams, if you look at the long list of every team, what everybody in baseball makes, which is a nice thing, by the way, when you can just kind of glance at all these dudes. And you're right. There's only one guy in the Astros making $10 million.
That's what I thought.
More. Yeah. And you know who it is?
I don't.
It's Colby Rasmus.
Okay.
$15,800,000. And then a lot I didn't say, but I mean,
that was my first thought.
He doesn't believe his own publication.
There's so many young guys that they're just not. And
they're not ready yet. Right. Yeah. Yeah. The Boston Red Sox have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys who make $10 million or more.
And
nine guys with $10 million or more. But he's wrong about this. There are teams that, you know, the Royals only have one, I mentioned. And there's somebody else here who only has, and Astros one.
And you said the Rays were
And the Rays won. Nobody on Cleveland makes $10 million, according to his own paper. Nobody on Cleveland makes $10 million a year.
Well, then why isn't he looking at his own paper?
I don't know. Because their highest paid player, according to this, is Carlos Santana at $8.45 million I'd take that, by the way, if I get $8.5 million. But that's what, I mean, he doesn't read his own damn paper. I mean, Bob. Yeah, I mean, dude, you can't write that, and then I can flip over and look at the rest of it, and it's not true, according to MLB. They give you every damn salary, every damn salary. You tell me a guy, I'll tell you how much he makes. But it's not. Your facts are not right.
Did I see that Chris Capuano was on a team?
I think he is. Let me.
How is he still in baseball?
Because he's tricky.
Well, I know, and he's got a great pickoff move. Even though guys aren't really taking lead. I thought I saw that correctly, and then I thought no, because you were talking Ted Abernathy, who played until he was 39.
We hadn't seen anybody since.
Yeah, I guess he's on the Brewers again. What the hell?
What the hell?
I thought last year was supposed to be it
they
for
can
him.
Use cheap help, can they? I mean, you think the Brewers kind of need help?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that if you can actually throw the ball to the plate,
I don't know if they want it because they're in tank mode, right?
Yes,
they're trying to get bad and collect.
And despite
assets.
That, they have three guys who make more than $10 million a year.
Yeah, you don't want it. Well, Ryan Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And is Lucroy there yet?
No, Lucroy makes only $4 million. Only, I say that.
Right.
Choking on it. There's two other guys. One's a pitcher and a pain in the ass.
Is Garza on that team?
Yep. Garza makes $12 million this year. A little more than
and
12
you're
million.
Right about him being a pain in the ass, too. It's one thing if a guy like Matt Latos, who you still think it'd be pretty good. But boy, they got Garza there. Oh, God.
And the other one is Aaron Hill.
Hmm.
$12 million even for Aaron Hill.
And that's right. 630 reminder that Rasmus was one of the guys that actually took the qualifying offer. That's right.
That's right.
Weren't there were three guys this year?
Mm-hmm.
And the
Astros are going to owe some serious money in years ahead, though.
The Indians are still paying off Bourne and Swisher.
Okay, so but they're not listed, but they make more. Yeah, they do.
I wonder if they're counting the bad money, the dollars they're paying out to guys who are gone. That's possible.
Maybe that's possible.
Right?
Maybe it's right then. Yeah, because they both made Swisher made like 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
And those, I'll get it after.
Chills.
Scoreboard update.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
No, you're our guy.
Yeah, we need you to tell us what's happening in the world of sports, because sports is life.
Sport is important, as Dick Turan would say. It is 5:30.
He never said that.
Yeah,
he said
did.
Sport. He never said sports.
He referred to it as sport, and he was the only guy. He used the British pronunciation of Jaguar. I always remember that, too.
And he didn't own a pair of shorts.
Now, did he use that pronunciation for the name of the car or for the actual animal?
For the team. He referred to them where they were playing against the Jaguars.
Yes. Well, he worked there. He was Tom Coughlin's defensive coordinator in Jacksonville for the...
Where is he these days?
Tom Coughlin?
No. I know Tom Coughlin.
He's still wandering
Tom
around Coughlin's the office. We know where he is.
Behind Ben McAdoo with his ill-fitting clothing. No, where is your buddy Dick, dare I ask?
I believe he's back in New England.
Just lounging around with his flinty friends.
Fishing?
No, he was a golfer, not a fisherman.
That's all the information
it
I
have. All I know is that I don't trust a guy who doesn't own a pair of shorts.
Well, I do know that Mark Trestman, who I never saw in a pair of shorts, he was speaking at his old school where he got his law degree down in Miami the other
mm-hmm,
day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no, Dick Turan is not doing anything. His last job...
Probably doesn't have to.
Was Browns defensive coordinator in 2012.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you for allowing me to get the GPS back here. I'm located in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves host First Responder Night this Saturday, presented by Turtle Wax.
They're relentless at bats. We're able to put up on a nightly basis. It's just there's not a whole lot of holes in our lineup, and it's really deep, so the more the guys grind it fast, the better off we're going to be later in the game, like you saw last night.
The numbers prove David Ross's point. The Cubs second in the majors in runs scored. Guys, they're averaging nearly 7 a game. Ross, a guest with Mully and Hanley this morning. Cubs are 6-1. They've got the day off. John Lackey gets the ball tomorrow at Wrigley against Cincinnati. The 5-2 White Sox have the fourth best ERA in baseball. 2.76 is the number. Carlos Rodon gets the ball tomorrow in Minnesota against the winless Twins. Hockey, there's one day to go. go until the postseason begins for the Blackhawks in St. Louis. With Brian Bickell reassigned to Rockford, it means the Hawk forwards are all healthy, including Brandon Machinter, who skated with the third line in practice today. NBA, the Bulls will close out the season tomorrow at home against Philadelphia. With a victory, the Bulls can finish with a winning record. NBA owners are reportedly expected to pass the corporate logos on jerseys proposal later on this week. Notre Dame sophomore VJ Beachum declares for the NBA draft, but he's not signing with an agent, giving himself some leeway in case they don't like him at the NBA level. He can return to school. NFL police say former Saints defensive lineman Will Smith had a loaded pistol inside his car the night he was shot and killed. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Ezekiel Elliott, Joey Bosa, and Laremy Tunsil are among 25 players who will be attending the NFL draft on April 28th here in town. The Bears have the 11th pick in round one. Illinois has reached a settlement with former football coach Tim Beckman, a one-time payment of $250,000. Seven former players on the women's basketball team will split $375,000 from the university. Last year, you might recall, they filed a lawsuit against the school alleging their civil rights were violated and racial discrimination. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Find and reserve an affordable parking spot right from your phone with the free Spot Hero app. Text BEST to 31996 now and get $10 off your first reservation. Text BEST to 31996. Spot Hero. Book. Park. Go. And this update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Spring Clearance Event. Going on now. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. The next game on the score is tomorrow night at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Reds on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Indeed, Chris Capuano is making a guaranteed $1.5 million this year with the Brewers.
Yeah, it's about right. It just he's been extremely crafty for a long time.
He's crafty.
And bad, too.
Yeah. I think there aren't many bats he can't find, even if he's in a cave.
Found one. Got another one.
That guy.
Yep.
Although, you know what? And then he fools you once in a while, though, with some stuff that I mean, I guess that's what it is, because there's nothing else there.
He's not giving you 96 on the corner?
No. No. Yeah, if you add two together, right. It's not.
Right. Over the course of two pitches in aggregate, he gets you that.
96.
Yeah, Tinky Winky says, I'm trying to find a link without any luck, but I could have sworn that I read a story from about 10 years ago that they found a bull shark in Lake Michigan. When it was discovered, it was nearly dead. It died very shortly after. I think it was studied by somebody at Northwestern. I'd also bet that with the new electric fences to keep the Asian carp out, the path up the Illinois River is no longer an option for a bull shark. I could be mistaken. Yeah, I think it was only as far as the town of Alton, Illinois. I believe that's as far as a bull shark had been documented up the Mississippi. I think Alton is near St. Louis.
It is.
So
you got a place in Alton.
I don't, actually. But
the
I
bull
did.
Shark.
Oh, it did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got a little condo.
Hang out with Ranji and they debate who's more handsome. That was actually Ranji's laughing shark. He got up that far and they would just crack him up.
Oh my God, what a day.
What?
Yeah, just the entire day. It's just, you know. Whew. Early phone calls bad, and then maybe we're bad. I don't know. It's possible.
Maybe.
I'm gonna allow for that possibility.
Yeah, it's a good job too by Illinois to finally just start cutting checks and get out from under some of those. The
well, if
the,
nothing
the
happened, why
stuff.
Are they paying those girls money?
Well,
why,
you know, what? Obviously stuff happened.
Yeah, why are they? You know, because they, you know, they kept the coach though. He's still there.
You know, obviously that they're. You didn't have a handful of separate people all making up the same
Correct.
Thing having happened to them.
And that assistant coach couldn't wait to leave town. He was gone before he even knew it happened.
Is it DeVilbiss?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That
gone
guy was
before
just,
you knew it happened. Right. All of a sudden, where'd he go? He left a couple weeks ago.
Right.
What?
That's getting out of Dodge and running away because he was obviously new. And the Beckman thing, as inexpensive as that is, you might as well just say $250,000 for what they're paying off for all their fired coaches anyway. Why not? It's easy enough.
I suppose, but, you know, again, they're kind of, with all the money, the Lovey money and so forth, they just didn't, for those who don't know, they did. That's why they kept John Gross. They just couldn't afford to pay him off. He's being paid through 18, 19.
I've got Cubs tickets to give away next in just a few minutes. You have the score.
Blackhawks playoff coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, raise one to run.
There's a new way to insure, and all you need is 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is the company who makes sure everyone can be insured at a low price, with rates as low as $35 a month. Pick up the phone and call 773-202-5060 today and get a quote in less than 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is your one-stop resource specializing in auto insurance. They'll do all the work, and no matter your driving record, if you've had tickets, no prior insurance, or even a DUI, everyone is insured. The best thing to do on the spot is get insurance on the spot. Insure on the Spot.
Now, not getting pre-qualified by David before talking with a realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. David answered Stacy's questions, pre-qualified her to purchase a home, and introduced her to Ron Wexler, his radio show's realtor in Plainfield, to purchase a home. Purchasing a home can be overwhelming, but it won't be if you call David first. David can pre-qualify you for free and introduce to you his team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. If you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a team of real estate experts that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19186.
Golfers play the beautiful Majestic Oaks course at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin this summer with the all-new Experience Card. Receive 10 rounds with card good anytime for only $325, $275 for juniors and seniors. Visit lakelawnresort.com.
Climate Guard. Vinyl windows made in Chicago since 1975. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. Sick of hearing 2 for 1. Buy 4. Get 1 free. Act now. With Climate Guard, no gimmicks, no promos. Just the same quality window for the same low price. Ask your contractor for Climate Guard windows or call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home, satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:43 on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score, even though it won't be on for an hour or so till after Bears All Access. Always kind enough to join us. My two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. Before we get started, we want caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against the Colorado Rockies Saturday, April 16th. These tickets courtesy of Pepsi, proud sponsor of the Chicago Cubs. So when Bears All Access wraps at 7, you've got what?
A lot. We're going to spend some time talking about the Bulls because, you know, I'm curious on how people feel. I threw out a couple of topics that we're going to discuss coming up at 7 o'clock on Twitter earlier today. Mm-hmm. And the response was even more than I was expecting.
Was the Rose comments about how good he feels about his game?
I mean,
or Jimmy Butler's comments about how nobody can tell him what to do.
It's everything. It's Powell's comments.
Uh-huh.
Everything that he's got to say. I am so looking forward to their end of the season press conference. And I hope that both John and Gar are available to talk about things and how things went wrong. And I am not going to give them the out of it was just injuries, because it clearly wasn't just injuries. There was a failure on all levels of this organization and trying to figure out what's next. And that was the main question that I asked people about on Twitter today, was what would you need to see to let you know that they're moving in the right direction? What does, and then, you know, obviously people, oh, fire this guy, fire that guy. And I'm wondering if the firing is purely punitive in people's minds, or if it leads to a better day for the Bulls. Because you know how it is. People get mad. This guy's got to get fired. Well, does that really get you closer to where you want to be? Or are there other things that can be done outside of just firing folks just to fire them? And most people say, look, it's a little bit of both. I'm mad and I want someone fired. But I also think that by moving in a different direction, it's better than what they've been doing for a decade and a half, if you want to count, you know, John Paxson's tenure, or if you want a decade, if you want to count Gar Foreman's.
I think Foreman might be the head that rolls.
Yeah, it would make, he's not part of the family.
And yep. And he's made multiple bad bets on this team. He's lost every bet he's made.
Coaching bet he lost.
To Huge. This point. Mm-hmm. The not trading Pau Gasol. I mean, and saying he's part of the core. A lot of the trade
deadline, had a chance, passed on it.
Yeah. I guess there's still the chance that Gasol could come back.
Nope.
But at the time, it was funny because I was listening to you guys. I was down in Phoenix listening to you guys on the radio.com app talk about how crazy it was that they didn't trade him.
That was Maddie was sitting in with me. That was the day we were at the auto show.
The auto show.
And it didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense. I'm just sitting there going, why didn't they? Because they think he's coming back? Oh, that's adorable that they think that he's coming back. And if he does come back, you've now got to pay him more money than he's worth to get him to come back. When you saw what he is, the truth of Pau Gasol, if you're an offensive weapon away from winning a championship, a post-offensive presence away, he is a great, great find for you. Like, you know where he would fit in, a place where he could work? Oklahoma City. That'd be a great place for Pau Gasol.
If he's a second unit center, he can fit in anywhere.
Well, he doesn't really want to do that.
See, we talked about that before, but the pride factor there, I don't know if he's ever going to do that. I mean, I don't think you can sell him on that idea. I mean, it's a right idea. I just don't know if you can sell him on it.
What if he goes back and plays for Barcelona?
That'd be great. Maybe good for him.
That.
Well, I mean, and that's another thing where you have someone who, I'm all for playing for country. I think that that's great. But if playing for country gets in the way of your real job.
Terry's all for playing country.
I'm all for playing country.
But he is.
The way he talks about it, I know what you're saying. When he says that's sacred, that's holy. Well, how about for the $8 million a year? Can we pay a little more to make this just as sacred and holy? And where you actually try?
Probably not. And that's cool. That's what you're on. That's what you like and that's what you believe in. But that's not what we need. And those are things that need to be figured out before you sign a guy, not after.
Yeah, I think, Lawrence, that I think the common belief is it's really simple that the championship window is now firmly shut. Powell is gone, and did you notice, I'm sure you did, that the talk has been now that the Bulls are considering bringing back Noah. Just let him come back to pay him, and then let him be the center again. I mean, I don't know how good that does you, but that's been speculated as well.
It's almost, I understand why we're talking about it, and you have to, but it's almost pointless until we see a way to reopen a window.
That's a tough one.
Very little of this has any meaning.
Well, that's why I'm curious about what they say. What is their plan? And if they know, it seems like from the stuff that I've heard Fred say, he seems to get what went wrong. I mean, he's not blind. He seems to understand he was part of the problem. That Jimmy was part of the problem, that Derek was part of the problem, that Powell was part of
the
problem.
Don't tell that to Jimmy or Derek. Derek's happy with the season. Everything was great. Well, he couldn't be happier with the way he played. He's really excited for his extended offseason.
I'll give him this. I thought 70 games would be a victory for the Bulls. So 66 I'm happy with. And honestly, he could have played in 68, but they scared. So he's not going to play, which is fine. With Jimmy, it's a guy who probably thinks that he's a little bit better of a player than he is.
A little? And everybody at his team thinks that.
And has a little bit more sway than he thinks he does. And then I tell you this much, if Boston came a-calling again.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
All those assets that they have.
I'm for every nuclear option with this thing.
And honestly, they're about a wing player away. They're about a wing player away from being a legit contender in the Eastern Conference.
Don't they need a big rim protector?
Mm-hmm. Probably, but I think that they would rather have Jimmy at 20-6 or whatever, 25-6, that could help them out on the wing. That'd be good for them. I think they would be right in the mix along with Cleveland. And I'm not convinced. Did you see what Popovich said to Casey? A couple weeks ago, Toronto played the Spurs. Sundays, and then they're shaking hands after the game.
Right.
And he says, I think you guys are going to win the East. And Casey's like, what are you talking about?
Are you drunk?
And he goes, no BS. I think you guys are going to win the East. So it lets you know that really smart basketball minds think the Cavs are vulnerable. Now, they might not be because LeBron's putting on the cape again. Like, if you've seen him over the last 2 weeks, it's been that dude again. But I think that there's an opportunity out there for and it would have been an opportunity for the Bulls, but they never, ever got their stuff together.
You know, Lawrence, and I think all this year, or at least in the second half of the season, that LeBron knew this, that the mysterious tweets and all the other stuff he was doing and what he was whispering to people and all the other stuff, I think he realized that, why am I playing on this team? They're just not very good. And Tristan Thompson, remember, he's the guy he had to have back.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy. And what has he done? He's been awful.
The only problem is that Mozgov's been more awful.
Yeah, I know. It's a double dose of awful. but Tristan Thompson was a guy that sort of, he kept the ball alive, and he did things to help you, and he rebounded in double figures practically every night. I mean, he did the little dirty work you had to do. But ever since he got the money, hasn't done a damn thing. And I think LeBron was just being honest about it.
But, if you've seen the Raptors play against the Bulls, they become one of the dumbest teams of all time.
That's what I mean. That's why it's hard for me to imagine that.
They look better against everybody else this year, but against the Bulls, they did everything boneheaded you possibly could. Offense, defense, transition, you name it.
So we're going to do a lot of Bulls, a ton of baseball on the show, talking right, and re-rack the Theo Epstein interview because it was gold. And hear some of that. Yeah, I really do. I always like when he talks baseball and hearing him talk about the way this team is constructed and everything else I thought was fantastic. Of all the Cubs stuff we had on opening day, it was the thing that I liked the most. On top of that, we got to talk about the White Sox rotation. So a time and a half through, pretty good. So we'll discuss that. Beller of Sports Illustrated.
One exception.
I said pretty good. I didn't say great.
What about thanks?
Yeah. I guess he's not tipping. And here's a question. Wouldn't you want the guy who told you he was tipping pitches catching him?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of complaints about the White Sox season so far, but that's wonderful. So we'll do that, and Michael Beller from Sports Illustrated and 120 is going to be on the show, and we'll talk all sorts of stuff and talk about the Cubs opening night and how insane that was yesterday. So lots of fun headed for you from 7 till 10 tonight after Zach is done with his band of friends.
Big Jim, Big Tom, Big Stinky.
We thank Steve Stone for joining us today, and anybody else? I think that was it.
Our crack production.
Oh, David Schuster, yes.
David Schuster and Mr. Matt Amatacola.
That ball hit hard. Stay fair. He looks up. Foul. Dang. Give
it. Medical. And he's not donating his brain to science this week, our little Dale Jr. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
We got here via Bibles and guns. I pray, Father, we put a Jesus man in the White House.
It's like I have a brother.
Yeah, lost member of the Boers family.
It's the one we don't talk about. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming over in hours, so Bears All Access for Zach and his friends. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Former World Series champion White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen talks Chicago baseball with the Mully and Hanley Show every Thursday morning at 7.
Purcell is the best pitcher in Chicago. He may be the best pitcher in baseball. I didn't know that.
Ozzie Guillen every Thursday morning at 7 with Mully and Hanley exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Looking for a better way to find your favorite movies and shows? The X1 voice remote lets you find your favorites with your voice. Take the Xfinity X1 challenge and see how your server stacks up to Xfinity at Xfinity.com/challenge. Or get started today with a great offer on Xfinity from Comcast. You'll get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. Visit Xfinity.com/challenge today to take the X1 challenge or learn more about Xfinity's great offers when you call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.